break. Sports Headline brought to you by VenueKings.com. Get tickets to any upcoming event, including your Seattle Mariners this weekend against the Houston Astros. Just go to your trusted ticket source, VenueKings.com. That's VenueKings.com that bring you this Sports Headlines on an 80s throwback Thursday. Seahawks signed defensive end Aldon Smith. Just a moment, we'll talk with David Hellman of DallasCowboys.com to talk about exactly what that means. Mariners have another doubleheader today after being rained out yesterday. Carlos Rodon took a perfect game into the ninth inning last night for the White Sox. Did hit a batter, but does get the 20th no-hitter in White Sox history. And LaMarcus Aldridge, a longtime power forward, 15-year career, was playing with the Nets and suffered an irregular heartbeat during a game, so he had to retire abruptly due to concerns of that. Real quickly, PGA leaderboard update brought to you by Circling Raven Golf Club, which is in the beautiful Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. Not just a prestigious golf course, it's nestled in the luxurious Coeur d'Alene Casino Resort and Hotel. Scenic views, wildlife running around, all that. That's just the beauty of Circling Raven Golf Club. Book their stay and play package at cdacasino.com. Stuart Sink right now is your leader at 8-under at the RBC Heritage there in Hilton Head, South Carolina. Matt Wallace just behind at 6-under. And you have Charles Howell, Billy Horschel, and Harold Varner III at 5-under. Joining us right now on the Beacon Plumbing Hotline from DallasCowboys.com, somebody who I've been having on various shows for a while now, and a Mariners fan himself. It's David Hellman from DallasCowboys.com. David, thanks for joining myself and Ashley Ryan here today.
I'm happy to be here. I love doing Seattle radio because nobody in my life ever wants to talk about the M's.
And I think that has less to do with where you're at down there in Dallas and just more with the last 20 years of futility. But, I mean, whatever.
Yeah, no, unfortunately, that's probably true.
Yeah, right? I think it's a little bit of column A, a little bit of column B.
One of these days, you know, one of these days will be a little more relevant. And, yeah, I mean, you would think that I would have more opportunities to trash talk living in the same city as a division rival. But one of these days it'll happen for me.
It's and maybe sooner than some people think. Meanwhile, the Seahawks, who, you know, they make the playoffs just about every year. One of the biggest problems coming into last year was their pass rush, especially a year removed from sending away Frank Clark. This offseason, though, they've been really in a fury to replace and restock their defensive line, and they take another measure to do that in signing Aldon Smith, who played in Dallas last year. And, you know, after missing all that time, it seemed like he really hadn't missed a step, at least earlier on in the season, including a game up here in Seattle. What did you see from Aldon Smith last year as the year went on, and why did maybe his sack production taper off?
Yeah, you know, it's funny because I think the Seahawks are doing exactly what the Cowboys tried to do last year, which is buy low on an extremely talented player in the hopes of it, you know, kind of hitting the jackpot. And to a degree, it really did work for the Cowboys. I mean, they only gave him, I think they gave Aldon $750,000 last year, and he gave him 5.5 sacks, a couple of takeaways, even scored a defensive touchdown. So, I mean, by any measure, it was a successful signing. Now, That's the thing, is he did kind of taper off, and that's not to say that he was terrible, but he got out to this insane start. I think, you know, he had 4 or 5 of his sacks in the first half of the season and didn't really contribute that much the rest of the way. But still, from my perspective, you know, it's always kind of weird because of COVID. We didn't really get to spend as much time around these guys, but he always seemed to have a serious approach. He seemed to take it seriously. You know, I don't know how closely people in Seattle follow the Cowboys, but they were absolutely terrible on defense. Just, I mean, historically awful. And Aldon Smith always struck me as being very bothered by it. Like, you could tell that he was frustrated to be on such a bad defense. And, you know, that's always a good thing, you know, when you see that it matters to a guy, especially in the second half of a lost season. So it always seemed to me like he had the right approach. He obviously had pretty decent production. And, you know, if I'm a Seahawks fan, I'm probably thinking, well, you know, that was his first year back after a 4-year hiatus. And he really didn't have the same type of offseason that you're used to, didn't have a genuine training camp or a real preseason. So You know, if he gets all of that in this second go-around with the Seahawks, you know, I would think that there's a decent chance that he can improve on what he did last year. So, you know, I thought it was a really smart decision by Seattle.
How much of a role do you think that Tom Sula played in Alden Smith's year in Dallas? Because they were reunited, and I know that he's a pretty big mentor for Alden Smith.
Yeah, that's a great question, and it's one of those annoying things where, you know, we're supposed to be insiders, and in a lot of ways we are, but the amount of access that we had last year was just so frustrating compared to what you're used to. Mm-hmm. I do think it mattered, though. I think it mattered to his decision to come here. Obviously, they had a really tight-knit relationship going back to his days in San Francisco, and I think having that presence helped. But then at the same time, you know, it's not like we're talking about a first or second year player. You know, you're talking about a former All-Pro, a guy who's been around football going all the way. You know, he got into the league in 2011. So I think it probably helped, but I don't know if it was an end-all, be-all thing. Like, he needs, you know, Jim Tom Sewell to be successful. You know, Alden Smith is into his 30s at this point, you know, just from not even really being around him, but just from working with him during that season, it certainly seemed like he had a very professional approach to how he did things.
Talking with David Hellman from DallasCowboys.com about the Seahawks signing of defensive end Alden Smith. David, you mentioned, I mean, he was on the cheap last year. He did have that production, especially early on. Why do you think that the Dallas didn't want to bring him back this offseason, let him go out into free agency?
That's a really good question, and I think, you know, this Dallas defense is, again, you know, going back to it, it's something that needs a lot of work. And honestly, a lot of people were in favor. Kind of an interesting, a little interesting tidbit from the last month or so is, you know, the word on the street was that the front office informed Alden that they were thinking of going in a different direction. And when Mike McCarthy was asked about it a few weeks ago, he said, you know, I don't consider that book closed at all. You know, I think that's a fluid situation. I would still be interested in having Alden Smith back. So, you know, kind of an interesting point of, you know, maybe the head coach and the front office not completely being on the same page. I chalk it up to probably just trying to turn the page, you know, and I don't have any reason to think that Alden Smith's relationship here soured. But again, this is, you know, this Dallas defense needs help basically on all three levels. And, you know, the Cowboys are notorious for trying to address those problems in the draft. Maybe a little bit too much. You know, I think people would say the Cowboys probably need to be willing to spend a little bit more money in free agency and not count on purely draft picks improving their lot. But that is the route that they like to take, and I think they decided to use their resources more on the back end of the defense. You know, they brought in Keanu Neal and DeMonte Kazee, who used to work with Dan Quinn during his time in Atlanta. And, you know, whether there just wasn't resources or they just didn't think they needed him, I'm not sure. But I don't get the impression that it was any type of falling out.
It's kind of hard to think about Alden Smith without thinking about all of his off-the-field issues. Does it seem like he's really moved past all of that? And is it anything that Seahawks fans should be somewhat concerned about?
That's a great question. And, yeah, I mean, the story is pretty incredible. And obviously, like, you can go refresh yourself on it from the number of incidents from when he was in San Francisco and Oakland. And, you know, there, you know, stories were written last year, and he did interviews last year talking about how he was, you know, sleeping under cars at times and not really having any direction, mm-hmm. You know, during that 4-year hiatus from the NFL. And it is interesting because, again, I know I sound like a broken record, but you just, you know, during a COVID year where you're doing all of this via Zoom and not really getting to be around the players, I don't feel like I have as complete of a picture as I would during a normal season. But I didn't get the impression that that was an issue for him with the Cowboys last year. I know there was a moment late last season where his frustration kind of came across. On a radio interview, you know, he was kind of cursing about how terrible the Cowboys were, and it was this moment of candor where he seemed really upset about, you know, how the season was going. Mm-hmm. But like I said, I think a lot of people kind of found that refreshing that somebody was willing to be honest about, you know, how disappointing the season was. But other than that, I didn't really get that impression, to be honest with you.
Okay, good.
Last one for you, David, before we let you go, just on the Cowboys in general, you know, it seems like Dak, he has all the weapons at his disposal that he could ever need or want. So in the draft here upcoming in, I guess we're 2 weeks away now, are we looking at taking somebody on the defensive end? Or, I mean, Jerry Jones likes to put his fingers on this, and that's how the CeeDee Lamb thing happened, right? And I don't think anybody saw that coming. So what do you anticipate the Cowboys do here in the draft?
You know, the CeeDee Lamb thing is interesting, and, you know, credit to the Cowboys, it definitely wasn't their biggest need, but they did need a slot receiver when CeeDee Lamb came, you know, kind of fell in their lap. So it wasn't this absolutely crazy move, and I think that's what makes this interesting, because you're right. If the Cowboys somehow find a way to draft Kyle Pitts, it would be, I mean, it would be a hilarious embarrassment of riches in terms of, you know, how many Pro Bowl caliber pass catchers do you need? You know, they have arguably the best trio in the league, or certainly one of them. They've got Zeke. And, you know, even their young tight ends, Blake Jarwin and Dalton Schultz, have shown a lot of promise. So, like, do you really need that? But at the same time, I just think that I think it speaks to how insanely talented Kyle Pitts is. And you know, people always say the draft is about 5 and 10 years, not about 1 year. So I wouldn't blame them at all if they did it. But for a variety of reasons, and like I've said a few times in this interview, like, this is a defense that needs so much help that, you know, if you were asking me to bet on the pick, I would feel very confident saying they're going to draft a defender, and I think it'll be one of those top-tier cornerbacks, either Patrick Surtain or J.C. Horn. Whichever one is there for them, you know, I think that's pretty safe money, because that's how much help this defense needs.
Well, we'll be watching. We'll all be watching, absolutely, to see what trigger Jerry pulls. I appreciate it, David. Thanks for coming on with us.
Absolutely, y'all. Thanks.
David Hillman there from DallasCowboys.com. Interesting thoughts on Aldon Smith. And, you know, it does seem like his past really is in the past and behind him. And I hope so, you know, and because he's going to be a Seahawk now. And we'll see what he does. I mean, obviously, it's going to be, the details of the contract aren't out. It's going to be a low-risk situation.
Yeah.
If it doesn't work out on the field or certainly off the field, then it'll be a quick cut for them. But he's somebody who can contribute and somebody who you kind of add to that rotation you feel pretty good about. Your pass rush coming into 2021. Go ahead and take a break. When we come back, it's our weekly conversation with Mike Garofalo from NFL Network. We'll talk about Aldon Smith from the national perspective and some other stories, including this wild Aaron Donald thing. We got to find out what's up with that here on Sports Radio 950 KJR.